You're listening to
V for Vertigo,
episode 38.
This is a night.
This is the night
I was created for. I'm gonna put on my best disguise and go knocking on everybody's door. This is the night.
This is the night
I'm gonna hit the street. 'Cause this is the night folks are giving away so many good things to eat. You know,
life could be so sweet.
If every night was a night to go trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Wouldn't it be sweet?
Trick or treat.
Just a trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Wouldn't it be sweet?
Trick or treat.
Just a trick or treat.
Halloween's my kind of a holiday.
Thanks, Garfield. And you're not the only one. Halloween is also my kind of holiday. Ahoy hoy, and happy Halloween, everybody! Welcome to V for Vertigo, and one man's journey into the world of all things Vertigo comics, because everything else is just picture books. I'm your host, Mark Johnson, and this week's review will be about Lucifer, Mansions of Silence by Mike Carey and Peter Gross. Since this is a Halloween special, there might be one or two other holiday-type segments. I'm also one podcast out of many that's doing a Halloween one. Technically, it's supposed to be horror. But unless you are scared of everything, this show will not be horrific. So, if you're interested in listening to the other podcasts, you can go to superheroes-r-us.com/horror-in-comics. And sweet mother of crap, that's a lot to remember. That dash is probably going to throw you off. And they threw me off, that's for sure. So Halloween is my favorite holiday. I mean, mainly because of the candy. And, you know why? Because I personally don't dress up. Nothing will fit me right, and I don't know what I would be doing anyway. But I like it when the girls dress up. And they can go as slutty, slutty nurses, slutty librarians, slutty cats. Slutty insert noun of what you're going to be here. It is brilliant, though. But I must admit, I am rather disappointed this year. I think my Halloween this year is going to be pretty lame. I think I'm going to do anything. I mean, it's bad enough the World Fantasy Con's going right now, and I'm not there. And, Bay Bridge is closed, which means traffic everywhere else just fucking quadrupled. Yeah, man, none of my friends are doing anything. That's sad. One friend is doing something. She invited me to like some fucking gay anime convention. Yaoi. No. I'm not a big anime fan. But if it was like a regular anime convention, I might go. Or a hentai anime convention, maybe. Or even fucking Fury convention. That'd be awkward. But, yaoi anime convention? I was like, I'm straight. I don't even know what that was, though. It'd be weird. Because you got it. Would there be hot girls there? At any yaoi? Or would they be like gay hot girls? It's just, that's even worse. I don't even know. So instead of doing that, I'm just going to hand out candy, watch some horror movies, and hopefully finish Ghostbusters 3. I think I'm like 2 hours away, depending on if I die, I have to save them. And that fucking loading time kills me. But I can't wait to watch some scary movies. I don't know, is Coraline scary? Well, you should be. And of course, I will watch Garfield's Halloween special, which is still scary. Only like 20 minutes. I think I borrowed The Pulse. I gotta get around to watching that. And I might need one more. I might watch. I don't know. I do have a lot of movies. I don't know if I borrowed any. No one has Saw 6 or Paranormal Activity. Maybe I can find that. I want to watch those. You know, when I was a kid, though, what used to scare me... Ooh, I might watch Freddy vs. Jason. But what used to scare me was Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Back, I don't know, every time I saw a New Line Cinema in the commercial, I'd fucking speed to the remote and try to change the channel. So, I mean, Freddy Krueger scared the shit out of me. And then, somewhere along the lines, I learned to control my dreams. And whenever he killed me, I wouldn't, like, wake up drenched in sweat. Then I just started to beat him. I think that was when the time my mind got stronger. Now I rarely have dreams with him. Well, a month ago, I think I did battle him out. He was a sneaky fucker. Instead of being direct. Which, yeah, I ended up winning. But it always makes me wonder how well I'd stand up to mental torture. Because I learned to control my dreams. But, even though when I was a kid and eventually I stopped being scared of him, and he did teach me to control my dreams. I think that was Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, the second best one. It was like, I'm the dream wizard! And then he died. It's like, oh, you D&D dork. But, yeah. But there was still one, I'm not sure what it means, but there was one nightmare that would get to me where I'd fall off a building and continue to fall. And even though I, like, all my other dreams, I could easily control them and do what I want. But this one, I'd be like, like Neo learning how to jump from the Matrix, but a lot farther down and at night. And then I'd be like, oh, this is just a dream. Mark, you want to wake up? No, I wouldn't wake up. How about flying? No. Changing subjects? No, I'm stuck here. And then the ground gets closer, and I'm like thinking, this is a dream, right? It's feeling pretty real, like the wind's in my hair and shit. And you know, I'm starting to sweat, and then my heart's beating, and I'm falling. I'm like, it's got to be a dream. And then I hit the ground, and splat, and then I wake up all drenched in that sweat again. My heart's racing, and I'll be like, holy shit, what happened? It was a dream, and I just died and woke up. However, a few years ago, for whatever reason, I mastered that dream. So there's no more nightmares for me. And now, I occasionally fly, but even that dream, or dreams where I fight Freddy Krueger, or I'm getting shot and stabbed and various other type dreams, I die a lot in my dreams. Like, I kind of just let the dream roll, and say, for instance, the following one, I go splat, I don't wake up, and then I heal myself and get up. It's always weird. I just, like, and then, you know, walk up. I'm like, that was interesting. Kind of invincible now. At least in my dreams. In reality, I'm not invincible. I'm only wicked smart. So, I kind of wish I was dressing up and going out, but my Saturday night will be pretty tame. The last time I dressed up, well, second the last time, if you want to get technical. But the last time didn't really count, because I think I fucking threw on some Bulls basketball shorts and a Pippen jersey, and was like, I'm Scottie Pippen, trick or treat. They look at me like, you're the laziest fucker around. I was still friends with Jeff. I was either freshman or sophomore year. I want to say freshman year, but it could have been sophomore year. Who knows? one of those two when I was still playing basketball. But before that, I want to say in the sixth grade, before zombies were big, I dressed up as a zombie. I'm not sure if I told this before last year, but man, it came out horrible. I was a purple zombie. Yeah, that makeup I applied, it was a bitch to get out. But was that, it's because of my skin color? I don't know what went wrong. Like, you pick up the box and you're like, gray. Picture on the top. Oh, like a grayish, you know, your skin's dead. And then I apply it. It was gray for a quick second. And it suddenly became purple. It was fucking retarded. That's what it was. Although I do miss my boy. That was the last time I saw my boy. One of the last times. My boy in Stockton. I wonder what happened to him. Oh, well. Aaron, if you're listening, give me a call. He's not listening. I used to buy comic books with him. That was a long time ago. And we got in all sorts of trouble. Alright. So this is my Halloween. I hope everyone out there has or had a better Halloween than I did. Yeah. I hope trick-or-treating won't be interesting. My first time doing it, I think. And I don't even know if there'll be that many kids. I pray for them to have a hot mom, sister, or aunt. Like, one of them. Watch. Oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, what are you doing? Oh, you're daughter, niece, sister. Oh, she looks so cute. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm not really doing anything with her, you know. And then it'd be like just a porno. I give you a treat. Wow, chicka, wow, wow. I'm whacked out of my mind. All right, enough bullshitting. Cause I've got nothing to do for Halloween, so it's time to get this show on the road.
Vertigo News.
So in March 2010, a new monthly book will be released by Scott Snyder and Raphael Albuquerque. Wow. Albuquerque as a surname. Interesting. Now, to go with the vampire craze in America, they will be releasing a book called American Vampire. Now, they didn't specify what kind of vampire the American vampire would be. I would assume fat and lazy and arrogant. No, okay, that's just me. But they said American Vampire will be releasing a new type of vampire. Hey, if it doesn't glow and walk in sunlight, I'm pretty good. I don't really care what they do with it. It's got to be better than the 30 days of crap. God, I don't want to want it. That book's so horrible. I'll give it to you. That art. So bad. It's good Wikipedia read. I think I read the whole story. But so, in American Vampire, one of the first five issues will be written by some scrub writer named Stephen King. Nah, I've never heard of him either. Hope he's good. I am reading a book by Stephen King. It's really weird. I don't know. It's Dumas Key. I was going to say Dumas Key. You know, post-Stephen King accident, yeah, I'm not really feeling. No, I mean, the guy can write. You see, he still has skills and dialogue and shit. And he's just like writes circles around pools. But man, the main character has some kind of accident, and he's missing an arm. He's all fucked up, just like King. And then in Dark Tower, King puts himself in the book right when he has the accident. I'm like, yo, man. Yeah, I know you had an accident. Some dude hit and ran you. You know, don't be throwing yourself in every fucking book, post, whatever I read now. This is annoying. I know us writers like to insert parts of ourselves in the books, but, oh, man, I mean, don't do it literally. And at least Duma King isn't as literal. Unless, you know, King is like psychic or something. In which case, I'm just playing. So, I hate vampire stuff myself, but I'll be picking up the first trade, especially if it's $9.99, and I want to see if King can write a comic, especially since he's not adapting The Stand or Dark Tower. Go figure. Now, the next book, which is also coming out in March 2010, which is weird. Was there? Why 2010? It's not a holiday. It's not around a major convention. No? New York? Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, Peter Milligan and James Romberger will be releasing The Bronx Kill. And there's some preview pages up if you want to take a look. Oh, I don't know how I feel about that, because I can't get much from the pages, and there's no real summary. Well, go check out the pages. I'll have a link in the forums like I always do. That's all I got for the news, so I'm out.
What should I be? There's so many sides to me. I could be handsome or brave, a king or a slave, it's all up to me. So what should I be? What could I be? What should I be? I could be a scary vampire and turn myself into a bat, flap, flap. Or I could put on some black pajamas and go as a big fat Halloween cap. What should I be? There's so many sides to me. I could be an astronaut, a robot, a hobo, a clown, or an alien creature going out on a town. What should I be? It's all up to me. What should I be? Let's go.
Now, before I get started and sort of review of mine, this Halloween episode is more or less going to be an all Lucifer special. I mean, because if when it comes to her, who's more scary than the devil, baby? I'm just kidding. It's not. He's not that scary. Doesn't even exist. So I'm trying to give some background on, I probably should have drank my water after since, on Lucifer Morningstar that we've been covering, which is very strange. So Lucifer, the one in the Vertigo continuity, he first appeared in Sandman number 4 in 1989, according to comicbookdb.com. Now, what's interesting is that they also list some of his appearances before 1989 in DC Special Series 1977, Secret Origins 1986, Superman's Pal Jimmy Olsen 1954, and Weird Mystery Tales 1972. I have no idea what that means. Apparently that's supposed to be Lucifer Morningstar. But I've not read those comics, because they're all older than I am, except for The Secret Origins. And I'm not even sure how he's portrayed in there. He could be portrayed like shit. But I don't even know. It's weird. It bothers me that people try to tie in stuff. You know? Like, and sometimes you're just, why tie it in? That's a separate thing. That's a separate thing. Bada boom, bada bing. Who cares? So, Now, Lucifer Morningstar, he's not to be confused with the first of the fallen. Now, according to Wikipedia, the first, or the fallen, I don't know. He was supposed to be Vertigo's manifestation of the devil, but it conflicted with Gaiman's version. Huh. And considering that the Fallen... Do I really want to call him the Fallen after watching Transformers 2? God, considering the first appeared in Hellblazer number 42, 1991. This is weird. I guess Ennis didn't read The Sandman then? It's like a 2-year difference. Or what's even more surprising is that none of the editors caught his mistake. This is when you got email. Boom, 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 shing, bing, bing. Maybe not everyone has email. Geocities.com, we'll miss you. Rest in peace, baby. Now, whatever the case may be, the Lucifer Morningstar, the one who's the star of the Lucifer series, the one who is in Sandman, he's based on John Milton's Paradise Lost and is supposed to be like David Bowie. Bowie? I don't know. And he's extremely powerful. So powerful that it's been said by Dream that he may be more powerful than some of the Endless. Yeah, I don't get it either. Now, aside from the Endless and Yahweh, the only one who can match him is his brother Michael. If you've not read The Sandman or weren't listening to the show, I don't blame you. During The Sandman season of mists, Lucifer left Hell for an unknown reason because it wasn't shown. But apparently he was tired of ruling. Who knows? And basically he was still serving God's will while being there. Now he gives the master key to all of Hell's gates. I don't know how many there are. There's a lot. To Dream. And gives everyone the boot. And he has Dream cut off his wings. I don't know why either. Because then he gets them back in Lucifer. Very weird. You know, I would like to have both Mike Carey and Neil Gaiman on the show. Just to, like, ask these inconsistencies. So, Mike. I was about to do a terrible English accent. Like, so, Mike, why did you conflict with the thing the Gaiman wrote? Then he gives his answer, and I'm like, hey, yo, Neil. Why didn't you, A, show why Lucifer wanted out of hell, and then why the hell did you have him cut off his wings anyway? That'd be nice. I don't know. Researching Lucifer's background, I couldn't find any transition from the Lucifer and Sandman, from the Lightbringer and Lucifer, or some kind of transitional backstory that I might have missed. So, yeah, go figure. You know, I did find some interesting stories on the Fallen I may have to read. I thought he was an alright character. I thought he was kind of lame as the devil, but since he's not the devil, who cares? And that would be my little info on Lucifer. Since it's Halloween, I decided to do something I've never done before. Use a Ouija board and try to do a little summoning. If this thing actually works, I mean, the question is, who to contact? And there's only one person I'd be interested in contacting. To go with the theme of the show, I'm going to try to contact the devil himself. Bear with me, folks, while I try to do it.
Ouija, are you with me? Ouija, are you with me?
Are you with me?
Huh. I guess it didn't work. A load of bullocks is what it is.
Who dares to summon me?
I did?
What do you want?
I'm not sure. I was just seeing if I could contact you for my show, since it is Halloween. I didn't actually expect it to work.
It's All Hallows' Eve, when the veils between worlds are at their weakest. Of course it would work.
Oh.
Is that all you have to say is, oh? Are you not going to ask for power or fame and trade your soul for it?
Personally, I never thought you cared about souls. Why would an angel want souls?
Very clever. You're smarter than most of your kind. So what do you want?
Now that is the question I have asked myself countless times.
And what have you come up with?
I can't give up all my secrets, now can I?
I like your style, mortal. I must go. Duty calls.
Well, folks, that was interesting. I'd like to thank Lucifer for joining me and for not smiting me down or something horrible like. Remember, only on V for Vertigo can you find Lucifer. I guess I should get back to the show, but it'll probably be all downhill from here. The only thing that would top having Lucifer on is having Yahweh on. Now there's a thought. So, Lucifer, Mansions of the Silence by Mike Carey and Peter Gross. Now, Lucifer has gathered an interesting motley crew consisting of Mazikine, Bergelmir, Cal, Jill Presto, David Easterman, Gotham, and Sparrow. He will use them to sail to the Mansions of Silence, the place that's more or less limbo. Now, Lucifer can't go there because his very presence would easily destroy the place. Meanwhile, Lucifer tries to convince his brother, Michael, to join him, but Lucifer won't. Lucifer will, however, go with Michael will go with Lucifer to the place where God's thoughts have pooled. After much trouble and, danger, the crew arrives to where Elaine's soul is at, and it's some kind of weird guardian. It's some kind of weird place where the guardian is Tsukiyomi, and she rules. At least I think it's a she. You might remember her from the last trade. Now they all try to fight her, even Jill's unborn son, but they fail. Now after swimming around in God's thoughts, Michael's a wee bit pissed, and he goes to heaven. Now, Lucifer goes to the mansions and rescues everyone. And, however, it's all destroyed. And he knows there'll be no retribution. Because both him and Michael have found out that God aren't there, or God isn't there anymore. I don't know what to say about this book. I have more questions. I have more questions all the time, because I'm Mark Johnson, and I'm full of questions. But my biggest question is, I'm confused as to how some of Lucifer's motley crew, the Golden Fleece, I forgot the name, Jason and the Argonauts, that's basically what the story is still alive. I thought Cal, the angel kid, died. And who else was on there? Well, I thought he died. I'm Dave Easterman. I thought something happened to him, but whatever. He's just an angel wandering Earth, I guess. Well, what's interesting in this book, it's not the fact that Lucifer is getting some lackeys to do his dirty work. To clean up his work, actually. Because if it wasn't for what he did in the second trade, the Kami, she wouldn't have ruled that place. She would have just, what'd she say, disappear where all fallen gods go. But Lucifer denied her that peace. What's interesting is the fact that he's starting to realize he's doing the same things as Yahweh. Like he said that moment, like how Black Rob used to say, like, whoa. Boom, boom, da, ba, doom, boom, boom, da, ba, doom, like, boom, 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 boom. I see my man on the block, he's like, whoa. I don't remember the words. What happened about? I tweeted that, something like that, and then I got a response from the real Black Rob. I was like, oh man, I gotta stop tweeting this shit. I just get like the most random, responses. Like, oh, dude, does everyone have that Google alert thing on? Should I be as narcissistic, as arrogant as I am? Should I be narcissistic also and be like, well, when anyone types in Mike Johnson, I will be alerted. Oh, what does fool say about me, man? You know what? When I release my book, I actually might do that. But until then, I'm not doing that shit. Yeah, okay, what was that? What was my point? Okay, yeah, the only difference between Yahweh and the Lightbringer is that the Lightbringer, well, he's not exactly direct. But you know what he wants. He doesn't work in the mysterious ways. But just like his father, he will smite you and use you for his plans. But at least you know where you stand with him. Don't know where you stand with Yahweh. However, what bothers me is nothing's explained again. I feel like there's a trade between this one and Inferno. Even though Inferno, the last half, was set up for this trade. I mean, I don't know. I kind of get and understand the idea behind the Mansions of Silence. I understand the commie that was there because of Lucifer. But what I don't get, and why it's not explained, why are there children's souls there? I mean, I could kind of get Elaine being there. Like, oh, the commie wandered there, and then she knew she needed, or he needed, Elaine, and then stole her, whatever. Like, I can get that, but I don't get the fields, like, or the motivation. Like, why would you trap children's souls? Why are children's souls lost in the first place? And I just wanted more. I wanted more. I didn't get more. I always want more. You know what I hate is when people go, oh, Mark, you can either go one or the other. I'm like, no. I want my cake and I want to eat it too. Or like, no offense if you're listening there, Mom. I hope you're still not. You should not be listening to this. Where they're like, you should be thankful. My parents are like, you should be thankful you have a job. I'm like, no, that's loser talk. I don't want to be thankful. No, you should be doing. You have a job, you have a car, you have an apartment, play your own place. No. 9, 9, 9. I strive for it all. Of course, that hurts even more when I fail. But I just try not to fail. But it's like, no, I don't want it all, baby. No, I'm not settling for that mediocrity. Or I was going to say mediocre shit. Oh, whatever. You know what I mean. Anyways, that bothered me in this trade. Now, although the art, and I'm not an art guy, has been good to this point, I've still never paid much attention to it. Because it's, when Peter's working on it, it's generally the same. And it's good, and nothing stands out. I'm not confused on what's going on. But I did enjoy it more in this arc, because there's a lot of imagination with Carrie writing Mansions of the Silence. I mean, up until now, a lot of it's been similar. It's taken our place. It's taken in the angelic heaven. It's taken in hell. It's taken in all these places where there's depictions and stuff, but this one is like, what's the Mansions of Silence? I'm not positive it's so, but it's low-esque. It's not nothing, but it's the eyed bimbo. That's Miri. Bilgemir explains it as saying, in hell, on the same coin, and the mansions is the edge. That's too deep for me, though. But yeah, the art, it shows, it's cool to show this world with the fucking gigantic mirrors and then fallen angel. Which is, that's weird. See, it doesn't bother me that much, but I did wish they explained why There were angels there, fallen angels. I don't mean fallen angels as in the cherubs, like, oh, got 'em, but the ones that attacked the ship, that looked more like demons, but they fought against Lucifer. Yeah, it's all weird. Yeah, it would have been nice to explain that. There was that one touching moment where Lucifer. However, the most fucked up thing in this story is the part where Jill abandons a child. I want to say the child returns, but I'm not entirely sure. Now, granted, she got it while being raped by a pack of cards. I'm just going to let that sink in. If you've not read Lucifer and are listening to me, raped by a pack of cards! And it's not graphic, so you should people read the series. And the child could be some kind of fucked up powerful monster, but, at least in the story, whether he was doing it for self-preservation or what, he truly seemed to love her, and he did help, or tried to help. That's messed up, where it's kind of funny, but it's kind of messed up, like Lucifer's like, well, I did promise I would not try to harm the child, so I'm not going to do anything. I didn't say anything about running a goddamn fucking taxi service, so it's up to you. And then she just fucking gives it a boot. But I do like how, even though I wasn't told why Jill was there, because they're all there for a reason, right? Mazikeen is the captain, Lucifer's woman, and most loyal. Bergamir is the crew. He's the main crewman because it's his ship. I don't really know why Cal's there or where he came from. Easterman's there to rescue his daughter, and Gotham and Spira. Well, Gotham's there to rescue Elaine because he fucked up before, and Spira's there because she's his sister. And then it's like, why is Jill there? And then it's, oh, she wanted an abortion, and she got one. I don't get it. Yeah, I mean, did it just get rid of the spirit or the baby? I gotta read the next trade. You know, why am I doing the show? If I didn't do the show, I would have reread Lucifer by now. Read these pile of books I got and be reading other stuff. But I do it for you people. You people, you don't even appreciate it. I'm just messing around, man. I'm just playing. And you know this, man. Yeah. So, what's ironic is I find that fucked up, but I don't find fucked up that Lucifer destroyed the dimension where people, beings, angels, demons, gods, fallen gods lived, other souls. Like, he destroyed all of them. And, like, he could have rescued all the children's souls, but he only rescued one. Well, two. Well, Elaine. Elaine's buddy was grabbing on there. I hope it explains how she got there. Oh. Well, Carrie does a good job is that Lucifer, in the trade, he speaks of him tying up loose ends. And Carrie does all that. There's the bottle with the monsters in it to Elaine's grandma's. I don't get how she has three grandmas. I don't think that's ever explained. And then Cal, half-brother. I mean, that's all of it. Even the thoughts of God, all the loose ends are tied up here. However, because even though all the loose ends are tied up, it ends with the biggest mystery and plot point, and that God has left heaven. And not only that, but he's decided on something. And then it's like, what has he decided on? Whatever we know, it's not good. Well, it pisses Michael off. I think it pisses Michael off. Or is Michael pissed? No, Michael's pissed because... because God just like was like kept pushing him. Because whereas Lucifer was like, that's in his nature. He's a bit quick to anger. Like, Michael's, nah, he's not. He took his data. And maybe a couple millennia of, you know, being tortured and used as a baby-making machine. But hey, that's the way it goes. Well, that's all I got. There's a nice other, like, and cute story at the end with completely different art and involving Elaine and her friend Mona and her being the, what's it? Not God, because there's no worshiping in Lucifer's planet. But guardian? Oh no, oh spirit. Spirit over hedgehogs. Of course, Elaine's spirit over everything else. Yeah. Huh, I just thought of something completely nasty. You like to hear it? Okay, well, whatever. Because, you know, that's the stories that the last story is told by centaurs. And then the one thing you never get in fantasy books is interspecies breeding. And I was like, oh, I wonder what that'd be like. Just like a human and a centaur. That'd be weird. Or even an elf and a centaur. Maybe I'll write it. Maybe, you know what? I gotta add that. Hell, I'm gonna add those elements to my fantasy series. I'm not going to. I got it. I wanted to write something like that. That's right, right? I mean, Vulcans and humans could get together. And, Romulans and humans. And, Klingons and. Okay, I gotta find these non-human species. Maybe I'll just have humans and centaurs. Humans and dwarves, humans and elves, humans and gnomes, humans and goblins. Maybe not that last one. Okay, so that's all I got, people. That's all I got. Go give myself a tummy ache, bean candy. Oh, on the Mark Critic score, I would like to rank Lucifer, Mansions of the Silence. I would like to give it a 4. Borderline 4.5. Yeah, four. Mainly because at the end, like, Lucifer just comes and saves the day. So, that's kind of boring. By save, I mean destroys everything. So thanks for everything. What have you people done for me? Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your Halloween, or will have a good Halloween, depending on when you listen to this. I would appreciate it if you left me some feedback on iTunes. And next week's pick will be Dead Enders, Stealing the Sun. How do you steal the sun? I don't even know what that book's about. Someone wanted me to read it. Questions, comments, suggestions, email me at vertigocast@gmail.com. Is it still a cast with only one member? Who knows? Leave a voicemail at 206-339-6580. And you can go to the forums at thecomicforums.com. See what's coming up. Visit the website at bforvertigo.blogspot.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/hellsfire. And Garfield, take it away!
Sixty men all lost at sea, all of them drunk except for me. 'Twas I who had to face the storm with nothing in sight to keep me.